do so, you're listening to Local News Matters, Local Headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County takes steps to monitor its sheriff's office. San Francisco's mayoral candidates game the odds with ranked choice voting. Dozens of striking hotel workers stop traffic in Union Square. And Paul Pelosi's attacker gets life in prison. After years of discussion, the Marin County Board of Supervisors may create a system for independent oversight of the sheriff's office. A proposed ordinance was driven by a 2022 grand jury report highlighting strained relations between law enforcement and the residents of Marin City, particularly its Black community members who report feeling overpoliced. Black residents told the jury that excessive stops and arrests, citations and warnings were routine. The ordinance is scheduled for a second reading on Tuesday. If passed, it would create a civilian oversight commission and an office of the inspector general. Both fall within state laws. Different models were considered with input from a 2022 working group and from the community. The estimated annual cost of the oversight is about $709,000. As San Francisco's mayoral race nears its end, 13 candidates are focusing on strategies for the race's ranked choice voting. In tight, crowded races where no one has over 50% of voter support, ranked choice voting is considered crucial for avoiding a costly runoff. Voters can choose and rank up to 10 candidates in order of preference. The candidate with the fewest votes from the first round is removed from the race. Then an instant runoff happens by stepping down to the next preferred candidate to draw numbers for a new tally. There can be multiple rounds of eliminations and tallies until someone reaches a majority. The top contenders are incumbent Mayor London Breed, former interim mayor Mark Farrell, District 3 Supervisor Aaron Peskin, District 11 Supervisor Asha Safi, and philanthropist Daniel Lurie. According to experts, ranked choice voting can make it possible for a winner to be a little unexpected. Farrell has formed an alliance with fellow candidate Safi, who trails behind the leaders, urging supporters to leave Breed and Peskin off their ballots entirely. But experts warn that guiding voters too strictly can backfire. Breed and Lurie are relying on broad, inclusive campaigns, hoping to secure more second and third choice rankings without cutting deals. San Francisco police arrested 85 striking hotel workers and supporters on Wednesday. At about 4 p.m., throngs of demonstrators blocked the area around Union Square, effectively shutting down Powell Street between Gary Boulevard and O'Farrell Street. The road was jammed with protesters carrying signs and chanting, "No contract, no peace." The demonstrators were representing employees from San Francisco's Marriott, Grand Hyatt, and Hilton Hotels. The hotel workers, part of Unite Here Local 2, have been striking nationally since September. The union represents 2,000 workers, including housekeepers, cooks, servers, dishwashers, bartenders, and bellhops. They're seeking higher wages, affordable health care, and the restoration of jobs following the COVID-19 cuts. The man who attacked the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will spend the rest of his days behind bars, according to San Francisco's District Attorney's Office. On Tuesday, David DePapp was sentenced to life in prison for the assault of Paul Pelosi. In June, a San Francisco jury convicted the 44-year-old Berkeley man of multiple charges, including aggravated kidnapping and first-degree residential burglary. The attack occurred in 2022 when DePapp broke into the Pelosis' home, demanded to see Nancy Pelosi, who was not there, and assaulted Paul Pelosi with a hammer, resulting in a fractured skull and severe injuries to his hand and arm. DePapp also received a 30-year federal sentence for assaulting a federal officer's family member and 20 years for attempted kidnapping. His federal sentence will run concurrently with the state life sentence to follow. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins said in a statement Tuesday that DePapp's dual convictions reflect the public's unanimous condemnation of the attack. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.